turn it on and get it going. Make sure it's going okay. Okay, and I'll just say today's date is June the 24th, 1998. If you don't care, just go ahead and state your name so we'll have it on here.
My name is Delma Pigman Sturbin.
Okay.
Want my birthday?
Sure, if you don't care, tell it to us.
I was born June the 26th, 1919.
Okay. And now, where did you grow up?
Carr.
On Carr Creek?
Carr.
Mm-hmm.
And I attended the one-room school until I went to Carr Creek High School. That was in 1935.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 1 year over there, I came to Hyman to work on a WPA job.
Uh-huh.
In the courthouse, doing a survey for the University of Kentucky on the foreclosures, mortgage foreclosures. And I worked there until that job ran out, and I went to school to Hyman High School, uh-huh. Hyman Silva School.
Okay.
And that was in 1935 and 6, 36 and 70.
Mm-hmm.
And then went back to Carr Creek for a year, and then came back to Hyman and got married that summer. I started back into high school after I was married, but that was very unusual then.
Right.
And I kind of felt out of place.
Yeah.
So just become a housewife.
Well,
maker.
There's nothing wrong with that, that's for sure. Now, you were telling me before I turned the tape recorder on that you tried to get into the settlement earlier.
Yeah.
Tell me about that situation again so we can have
that
on tape.
Well, my father died June the 24th, 1929, and left my mother with 5 children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think late in July of that same year, we came to see Miss Stone about getting in school, my sister and I. But it was already filled up. We'd been in the little girl's house, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So I've always regretted that we wasn't able to come to the settlement. It would have really been wonderful for us.
Yeah. So the years that you did go to school up here, you were already in high school, right?
Yeah.
Like you said. Did you stay over there?
No.
Or where'd you stay?
No, I was working and I stayed with a family, the LC Young family.
Mm-hmm.
And washed dishes and helped cook and for my room and board. And then I was having to help support my mother and the other children.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
There was no work. That was during the Depression.
Yeah.
I worked on this job in the courthouse making the surveys of the people that had borrowed money or had mortgages, whatever, somebody had to foreclose on them. It was a project that the university was working on,
mm-hmm.
I guess for the government or something, I don't know. But anyway, I went there. I had to get up. They allowed me to work in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I came to the early class at the school, which was about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took off at 3 and worked in the afternoon. And I only made about $40 a month, so I had to send my mother most of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on, then after that job ended, I didn't have any other income. So I worked for every day of school I got after my father died.
Yeah. And you were just 10 years old then, weren't you?
Yeah.
Gosh, so during that time of the Depression, course, that's one thing that we're trying to learn about, you know, it's just even that time period. Then, I mean, what were things like? What was it like living in Knott County at that time?
After we couldn't get in the settlement, I went to Lothair, but I had an older sister that was already married, half sister. And I stayed with her and went to school. And, you know, her husband worked in the mines, and they were out of work half the time on strike. So, I think a smallpox epidemic broke out in about February that year.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to close school then. So then I went back home, and then I think when I was in the fifth or sixth grade, I stayed with one of my cousins who lived close to the school and did, you know, just general work,
mm-hmm.
housework, washing dishes, and helping cook, and milking cows, and gathering eggs. That was a good life, though.
Was it?
That was my kind of life, you know,
yeah.
working on a farm. So I stayed there for about 2-3 years, and that was Alta Banks' mother.
Okay.
Alta was my cousin. Alta's mother and my father were first cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Alta?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So then, well, everybody else was in the same situation, just about. You know,
yeah.
a few people had money and had, you know, raised crops and gardens
mm-hmm.
and everything. And I think it was a real learning experience for all of us.
Yeah.
Because we appreciate more now what we didn't have then.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, you could get, everything was real cheap. You could buy sugar for almost nothing if you had the money to buy it.
Yeah, I guess that'd be the hard part. So was there, I guess maybe some people had bigger gardens than other people.
Yeah.
Did everybody, how did that work? Did people help each other out? Were
well,
it a small town or?
I don't know if they helped each other, but everybody did have to raise gardens and can stuff. And a lot of people said they were poor and didn't know it.
I've heard people say that.
Yeah. So then, you know, I think when I was went back to Carr Creek the second year, they had a program. What did they call it? NYA or something that way.
Yeah.
National Youth. Or,
okay.
Where you could work and they'd give you a little money to go to school on.
Mm-hmm.
And you had work for your room and board over there. And then they were supported too by DAR.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's see. What was another thing that I've been interested in? What was town like then, maybe in your high school days, like?
Oh, it was quite different to what it is now.
I figured that.
And Liv Cornet,
uh-huh.
Liv and I used to come down every evening after school when court was going on, circuit court,
mm-hmm.
and listen to the trials up in the courthouse. And, well, I think, I don't know if there was a if this town was wet then or not, I believe it was.
I thought it might be.
So. I think it was wet until Brother Bell came.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a campaign to get it voted out.
Mm-hmm.
But on Saturday afternoon, that whole town would be full of people.
Would it?
Yeah, it's so different now.
Yeah.
And everybody back then, the women would all dress up and come to town the afternoon on Saturdays and through the week too.
Uh-huh.
And now you don't see anybody on the street on
no.
Saturday afternoon.
So it sounds like it was a pretty big deal, I mean.
It was. It was kind of a bustling town back then.
Yeah. What sort of stores were there, I mean, that people came to or?
Well, we had Young's had a department store, and Sheldon Magrin had a store. And there was a store there where the city hall is. I believe that belonged to Cora Perkins. And then there was Bent Mullins, the general store, where they sold everything.
Yeah.
And I think there was a drug store. Bramlett Clark had a drugstore. And of course the Bank of Hindman, and my brother-in-law had a restaurant there by the bank, especially about the building. Well, they tore it down though and made a parking lot. And but then there was quite a bit of tragedies happened, you know, due to the sale of whiskey and everything.
Really?
And we were all glad that it was voted out.
Yeah. So did it make it, I mean, more dangerous or?
It was dangerous, yeah. Because one time I had gone down, Broad Butte and them had a drugstore there, right where the, beside the bank was the building that was torn down. And there was a whiskey store across the street. And I had just gone into to Broad's and M's drugstore and walked toward the back, and we heard some shots. And I was on my way to Young's department store.
Yeah.
We heard some shots, and there was just a passerby got shot. Went in hell, and he died later. And
goodness.
Then I think the sheriff, he was deputy sheriff, got shot, and he died later. And then the man that shot him was shot. And there was several things like that that happened.
And those happened just downtown? Or That's wild. Well, you were talking about you and Lib going to watch court.
Yeah.
What did y'all do? Tell me about that. That sounds kind of interesting.
Well, we listened to cases, like murder cases. All kinds of cases. It was really interesting and educational. And that was part of our entertainment.
Yeah.
And I still like, you know, things like that.
Do you remember maybe any of the interesting ones that y'all listened to? Maybe ones that stick out in your mind?
Yeah, we listened to a murder case one time that he got, I believe that was the first man in Dock County that got sentenced to death.
Really?
I think he robbed and killed a man on Montgomery Creek. I forgot the man's name now that did it. But we listened in on that. We listened to several murder cases. I forgot a lot of them, but
yeah.
I do remember that one because it was the first one that was sentenced to death. And let's see, we had to go to Hazard to see a movie because we didn't have anything like that in Hindman.
Yeah, that's the same one today. How often would you do something like that?
Well, one thing Liv and I did, her sister, Omi, was a nurse, and Omi used to take us to Hazard every Saturday afternoon just about. We'd buy hamburgers and loaf around. And what was your question then?
What did I just ask? Shoot, I can't even remember. Oh, you were talking about going to the movies.
Yeah.
I said about was how often would you do that?
Well, we went pretty regular.
Did you?
Yeah. I remember one time going with Bill Smith and Marie and all his children, Charlotte and Marcia and Billy and Grandy. And I don't remember the movie we saw, but you know how it is with a bunch of children. It's passing all the way. I was a bit older. Well, Charlotte and I were pretty close to the same age. We were in the same class. Did you ever know Charlotte?
I don't think
you
I did.
You know Marcia, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I know her. I don't think I know Charlotte, though.
Well, she died 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. I guess that must have been some trip going to Hazard then. How long did that take?
The road we had a gravel road here. It wasn't built until 1935. Maybe. I know it was gravel for a long time,
mm-hmm.
over till, to the wharf.
Right.
And after you got to the wharf, you was on blacktop.
So would you get to Dwarf and then?
No, somebody would drive it.
Yeah, when you got, but did you turn left?
No, yeah, you turn left.
Turn left and go that way?
Over the UA Mountain.
Yeah, I still go that way sometimes, that's why I was wondering.
Well, you know, I like, it's kind of dangerous, but I like the scenic way.
How long, do you remember how long it would take?
It takes good air.
I figured so. So I guess going to Hazard was pretty, that's pretty fun thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, after I was married and had children, when they got to school, on a rainy day, I'd get on the bus. We had a bus that runs through here then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I'd get on the bus and go to Hazard and shop. That's how I spent my rainy days.
Well, that sounds like a good way to me. So you can catch a bus and do that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have a Sparks Brothers bus that runs from Allen to Princesburg, maybe, over there to have it. And it ran 3-4 times a day. That's one reason. We didn't have a car, but that's one reason I didn't have to drive.
That's what I was going to ask, if you had a car to do that. That's pretty, that'd be pretty nice.
And, you know, when we had our, the settlement had their 50th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
I think I was in a play, I don't remember what I did then, but my husband was a preacher. I think played the part of some preacher that was here, I believe. And Sheldon Maggard was Uncle Saul, and he really made a good Uncle Saul. He even looked like him.
I'd say that was funny.
I know I had to dress up in some kind of costume. And that was really something.
Was it?
I used to have I saved all the papers. I think I still got it.
Yeah, I saw a copy of that. I was reading some stuff when I was getting ready to start doing all this. That's neat, though. Well, I guess let's talk a little bit about when you went to school over time.
I was up here, Betty Burroughs, Betty Combs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in her class, first class she taught when she got here. She taught English. And then Mr. Lovett was my math teacher.
And this was in high school?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I think he taught manual training too. They were short of a teacher or something that year, and he had to teach a few classes in math. He taught me algebra. I'm the dumbest one in class.
I doubt that now.
And let's see, Miss Burroughs, Miss Hadley was my home ec teacher. And back then, when we had our bandwidth, the freshman girls had to serve in white dresses, and the sophomore girls had to help cook food.
For the alumni banquet?
Yeah.
Well, what was that like?
Well, I got to serve my future husband that day.
Oh, did you? Well.
Yeah, that was the... I really enjoyed that. They had to help. I remember what they had. I believe they had these little tart shells with cream, chicken salad, I guess. Well, then.
Hmm.
I didn't have to help do that. I had to serve.
Yeah.
And we all had to wear white dresses. And, you know, we did a lot of our courting going up to the settlement.
Did you?
Back then, Miss Burns had a whole line of peonies, and then all that honeysuckle, and it was romantic.
Now that's something I think's interesting. How did y'all go about courting and things like that?
Well, we take a walk up that way, and you know, go around that little path there across from the Great Hall, you know,
right,
and walk up through the. By the peonies and the honeysuckle. And after I rang, that was really, it was really romantic. Well, we didn't have, we didn't really have much to do around here. Just, you know, we'd go to the drugstore and sit around and have a cold.
But I guess as far as like dating and things when you're in high school, is that what you did? Maybe went to the drugstore and had a Coke, or
yeah.
How did that work? I mean,
I dated older boys because all my friends were older than me, and I got acquainted with older people. Well, yeah, they go to the drugstore and have Coke, you know, ice cream or something. And you'll have to ask them these others. But I forgot a lot, but it was a real fun thing. And everybody was so nice to us, and when we got married, I know Miss Standish was one of the teachers up there.
Right.
She said, I don't see how you all ever got married. You're both so quiet.
She said that about you and your husband?
She told me that. Well, he went when the, I don't know who some of his teachers were, but he studied Cicero and all that. He was a real good student. And, well, when I didn't have any of those New Englanders.
Oh, you didn't?
I had Miss Burroughs. Well, if I'd have gone on to my senior year, I was in Miss Angela's class. And I think I've been in Miss Cobb's class. But, yeah, one of the teachers made a comment that she thought I was out of place, and that comment could have.
Well, yeah, she shouldn't have said that.
And well, now a lot of kids go when they're married.
Yeah. So your husband went to school up there?
Yeah.
Did he graduate from the settlement? Now, what year did
That's why I go.
Yeah.
On county.
Right.
He dropped out one year when they were building this highway to help. There's a stone wall over there next to the creek.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, his father died when he was young, too. So he dropped out one year to make some money. And I think it was in the... must have been 30... Well, I know we had places with Alta Banks and Lula Stampers that was up there the other night.
Yeah.
And some of these older ones. But then he did drop out for years, so he was either first or after them, I don't believe.
Okay.
And then he went to, he went over to Dallas Lloyd College, and he got kicked out.
Well.
And then this, later on, well, you know what, I don't know if you know that or not, back in 53, I believe, they had Miss Lloyd on This Is Your Life.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
And so one day, after the money started coming in, I said, you know, you ought to go over there and ask Miss Lloyd if she needs some help. And he first kind of laughed at me. And then on Sunday, he said, you know, I think I will go over there and see what's going on. So he went over, and Miss Lloyd, soon she saw him coming, she said, Leroy, I'm so glad you come. Said, look at all these buzzards out there. Bankers from Prestonsburg,
yeah.
Allen. And she said, Leroy, why didn't you answer my letter? She wrote for you to come back.
Uh-huh.
That's the way she did. She did a lot of boys that way. She'd kick them out.
Teach them a lesson or something, yeah.
And then she'd call them back. But he took care of all of her money. He went and helped to sort it out.
Well.
And we had to go over there. I went with him one time. But he had to have a police escort.
That's all that money.
I think he got about $200,000. I know Ralph Edwards called him from California to see how much they got. And that was in February, so they already got about $200,000.
That's wild. So when you were going to school up over here, you've told me about a couple of your teachers. Who were some of the other teachers you had that you remember?
Well, Steele was my library science teacher. Of course, that was only for about 6 weeks. And Prof. Smith.
What was he like?
Mean.
Was he? That's what most people said. Said he was stern.
Yeah, he was. He was really. Well, I really liked him. I didn't have anything against him, but I tell you, I wasn't a good student. I didn't know how to study.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being in a little wondering school. Well, finally, we did have two rooms. I don't regret it. I think that's a good experience. But still, when you go to a bigger school, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But probably okay. Let's see now. Miss Hadley, Miss Burroughs, and Mr. Lovett. Did I see him? Miss Hadley, Mr. Lovett, and Jim Steele, and Prop. So, I guess that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I started in my senior year over here, I was in Miss Cobb's class, and I think that was a history class, and Miss Standish for general science as a prop. I guess it was chemistry. They had a lot of good teachers back then.
Didn't they?
They really did. A lot of them, you know, just came down here to first volunteer their services almost.
So what do you think about that, especially about the ladies that came from New England?
I think they were great. I really admire them. And I also admire the ones that came to Els Lloyd and at Car Creek, the ones we had over there.
Yeah.
Before they took over, the county took over the school, mm-hmm. were good teachers. And our, the woman that was there when I went, she was leaving that year. She was from Pennsylvania, Miss Humes. And she was a DAR.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a DAR.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just got my certificate about a month ago.
Uh-huh. Well.
So I had four children, and all of them graduated from Hyman High. Well, three of them, you know, went to settlement.
Okay.
Barry, and Ann, and Linda. And then Brahman came along, and she went up to the Knox Central. And then all of them's going to college. Barry graduated. Ann's got all kinds of hours, but she never graduated.
Yeah.
And Linda went 1 year to University of Kentucky, and she said she didn't want to do anything but get married and raise a family.
So it just wasn't for her.
And Brahman went to Els Lloyd one summer, and then she's been working, and then she went to vocational school.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's worked in Brantford for over 15 years, and she went to school down there, and she's almost through college down herself.
Yeah. So it sounds like education has always been...
Education was absolutely first in that was our first priority.
Uh-huh.
And I've always done everything I could to support the settlement.
Yeah.
Because I think they've been really the backbone of education here in Knox County.
And when you say, why do you think they've been the backbone for it?
Let's see, I'm not thinking good today.
Well, I thought you're doing a good job, I think. I mean,
well,
I know that's kind of a hard question to answer, but
well,
I just think it'd be interesting.
Well, Ann worked over there with them. You know, they used to have a work shift,
uh-huh.
and they paid 35 cents an hour, and I believed in working too. I didn't believe in being idle.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ann, after she graduated in the 8th grade, I sent her up there to work for Miss Waddell, scrubbing floors. And,
yeah.
Because I thought that was a good lesson for her. But she lasted. It cost us more to fix her lunch than it did. And she made, but still it was a good experience.
Yeah.
So she worked till about August. We let her quit. She was so tired. And, well, they've been, you know, they've provided a lot of the, we used to go up there and play shuffleboard. I've had pretty good training.
I think
raising
so.
Raising four children and taking care of my mother, my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law, and my husband.
That, yeah, you have had a lot of training. Well, looking back on it now, after you've had so many different experiences, but thinking about your time going to school at Hindman, even though you didn't live on campus, maybe how has that impacted your life, just having that as part of it?
It was, you know, the atmosphere was real good, and it was and that's really important too.
Mm-hmm.
And all those girls that stayed over at the settlement, I didn't envy them because they had to wear long cotton socks. And I just don't think that Hammond would have ever been the what it is now if it hadn't been for the settlement. Because it brought education and civilization, I guess, to Knott County.
Yeah, well, some other people have talked about that, because I thought maybe, or I've asked people, you know, how they felt about the ladies that came in, and you were saying how wonderful they were.
They were.
In what ways do you think they did bring maybe more civilization? Not saying that people were barbarians or anything like that, but how do you think that helped?
Culture, you know, they taught children. I know Alfie Banks that graduated up there and went. She was there from the time she was at third grade.
Mm-hmm.
One of her jobs was to teach the little boys how to hold their eating utensils, teaching them how to eat. A lot of them didn't have any, you know, manners because there wasn't that much culture.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know just how many good things. I know everyone that my husband, he was really fond of every one of his teachers, and I don't remember now just who all they were, but he always appreciated
them. Mm-hmm.
He really did. And so did my sister-in-law. She went on to Sophie, the oldest. That was his oldest sister.
Mm-hmm.
She taught school, and then she went on to Louisville and took the business course and was a legal secretary to some judge down there, Jefferson County. Then she came back here when she was 84, I think, and stayed at the nursing home until she died in 90. Let's see, 95, I guess. Miss Cobb used to come see me a whole lot.
Did she?
Well,
what was she like?
Yeah, and she always made tea for her. Ann, my daughter was named Ann.
Uh-huh.
And we told Miss Cobb we'd name her. And really, I did name her for Miss Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother-in-law lived right out there where Francis lives now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the settlement workers came by and, you know, visited with her. And then she went to the Methodist Church, and she got acquainted with a lot of them. Most of those teachers did go to the Methodist Church. I remember one time I had been to town. It was early in the morning. This Miss Shaw had been coming down to see her.
Uh-huh.
And evidently she didn't want to be bothering Miss Shaw that day, so when she saw her coming, she went in the back room and got in the closet. So here I come, not knowing that. Miss Shaw was sitting on the porch. And I went in and started talking to her. and sit down with. We had a little settee up there. And then I think, I didn't know where Ellen was, I really didn't. So then I got up, went in the house, and Ellen started, she was hiding in there, and she was afraid I'd bring Miss Shaw in, I guess. And she got strangled on something, started coughing. That's when she got in the closet.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know what Miss Shaw did. I believe she worked over there at the, where they made the, at the weaving place.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't think she was a teacher.
Well, you said you were around Miss Cobb quite a bit.
Yeah.
What was she like?
She was really jolly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fun. She was from Boston. She liked high tea, I guess. And I know she didn't, when she'd come down and see me, she didn't, I'd make her tea, but she didn't want any sweetening in it. She had arthritis real bad. I can see why those people came from Boston down here, because I wouldn't live in Boston if you get it to me. That cold weather up there.
That's true. A lot of people did have to come down here. Yeah.
Well, you know, Miss Lloyd came for that reason.
Yeah.
She had arthritis bad. Rheumatism.
That would be hard.
She was heading out for a warm place. And I guess they were driving a horse and buggy, so I guess.
Yeah.
I guess when they got here, they were pretty tired.
I can imagine.
And
well,
I'm thankful that she stayed.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to